Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Good morning. I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. Coming up, when a therapist needs her own therapist and what she learns about herself. But first, the Mueller report is coming out tomorrow in all of its redacted glory. Will questions be answered? Will the president embrace it or shrink from it? Do the American people care? We're turning to Jennifer Levinson. She's director of Loyola Law School's Public Service Institute. She's with us today from L.A. Jessica, welcome. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, here's my question about this. Does anyone have a good idea of the standard that the attorney general is using to use these redactions? I mean, is there some kind of objective standard that he would be using to decide what to cross out?
Well, he would be using an objective standard that has a great deal of discretion. So essentially what he said is there are a couple of different reasons why I might redact information. He's talked about national security. He's talked about privacy. He's talked about the idea that we don't want to publicize information about people who, third parties who weren't indicted and were just essentially ensnared in the investigation. But within those kind of objective standards, there's a lot of room for him to either be heavy with his redaction pen or pretty light with it. And I think that's why we're going to see so much fighting.
And does anybody besides Barr see, for now, get to see the whole report so that there can be a judgment made on the decisions that he made about redaction?
Well, so certainly, I mean, the people who are working for Attorney General Barr will obviously see this as well. And I think he's not going to just do this alone. But we've already seen, for instance, yesterday there was a ruling by a federal court judge who said, I might not need to see an unredacted version. This was a federal judge who was ruling on a Freedom of Information Act request. And he essentially said, I might need to look at this unredacted to determine whether or not the attorney general was acting properly. So I think we're going to see even more of that going forward.
Do you think that the redacted report can answer these questions that seem to be swirling about obstruction of justice? Or is that the answer to that really going to lie in the original document and many people will not be able to conclude what happened with that?
Well, I think that it absolutely, I know everybody hates this answer, but it absolutely depends. So it could answer those questions. I mean, depending on, again, how much is redacted and where, it could give us answers about exactly why Robert Mueller decided to make no decision regarding prosecution of the obstruction claims. It could provide us with information about what was that evidence on both sides. Mm-hmm. Or it could leave us essentially still in the dark with very little information. And I think that's exactly what the question is going to be for tomorrow.
There was grand jury testimony, right, that informed this report.
Absolutely. And the grand jury testimony, unless someone basically waives that privilege, will also remain private. And that is another understood reason why we don't provide information to the public, because grand jury proceedings are secret proceedings. Now, I still think that there are different ways to treat grand jury proceedings. You can say anything that even touches it should be redacted, or you can have a slightly lighter hand and say, you know, we need to redact just those things that deal with the actual proceedings in the grand jury room.
In your view, how important would it be to have more knowledge about what was said within the room of the grand jury's consideration?
Well, I actually think it's incredibly important to respect the secrecy of the grand jury proceedings. So I think that when it comes to the Mueller report as a whole, I think because we've all been waiting with bated breath, I mean, that's why we're having this conversation. We want to know what's in there, what exactly was said, was Attorney General Barr's summary really an appropriate summary? Did he cast certain facts in a, you know, a light that was favorable to President Trump? I think that's why we really want as much transparency as possible. But I would say not at kind of the harm for privileges that I think are really important in our legal system, grand jury proceedings, executive privilege in some cases, privacy rights. I don't think that we want to create kind of systemic changes to those privacy rights and privileges just because there's so much interest in this report.
I think I should ask you why you think it's so essential that there be privacy and secrecy around what grand juries do. Why does it matter?
Well, I think it matters because, in part, that's the understanding in our legal system, is that when federal prosecutors impanel a grand jury and they say to the grand jury, everything that happens in here is secret, that people know that that's not said with an asterisk unless it's a very high-profile proceeding. So if that's essentially the name of the game that you give to the prosecutors and to the grand jury and the witnesses in here, that this will not be revealed to the public, and this is a place where essentially it's a safe space to talk about all of these potential questions, all of these legal issues, then I don't think you get to change the rules of the game midway through.
Is it your sense that testimony, and testimony will follow before some congressional committees, that testimony will be cannot be any more revealing than, let's say, this report, redacted heavily or redacted lightly? But we probably will not learn anything else in this testimony than we will see in the report. Am I asking a clear question there?
Yes, you okay. are. So essentially, is there going to be a difference between the redacted report and the testimony for
exactly.
the people who say, well, look at the report. It's
right.
redacted for a reason. And I think that there will only be daylight between the report that we see and the testimony that we hear if the people who testify feel that Attorney General Barr had an overly heavy hand in redaction. And if they both feel that he was kind of unduly aggressive with his redactions and they want to go out in public and essentially confirm that, I think that might be rare, but there could be disagreements between, I mean, what everybody's looking for, obviously, is if Robert Mueller is subpoenaed and he is asked to answer questions, will he go beyond the redactions? And will he talk about, for instance, the process of putting the report together? Will he talk about the process of Attorney General Barr asking him if he wanted to look at that four-page summary?
Mm-hmm.
And will he, in some instances, think that he can actually share more than the redacted report says?
Overall, how do you think this has been handled by Robert Mueller?
Well, I would say, I mean, again, I know this is a frustrating answer for people, but we don't actually know much from Robert Mueller yet. We know what he has said to us, in a way, is a lot. We've had a lot of sentencing memoranda. We've had a lot of indictments from him. And I think that those have all been handled quickly, reasonably. I think he's really been a great example of how you can take a very complicated case and investigate it with essentially all deliberate speed. But we don't know that much about the report. We only know how Attorney General Barr has essentially decided to frame that report. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions when it comes to what Robert Mueller did. And again, I think that big question about why didn't he come to conclusion about obstruction of justice is really going to be one of the questions that we want to try and answer tomorrow.
Jessica, I really appreciate you bringing some clarity to all the unanswered questions.
Or a lot of lack of clarity may also be what we're
right,
looking for tomorrow.
Exactly. Hey, thank you much. Talk to you again sometime
soon,
I hope.
Thanks very much.
Jessica Levinson with us. She's a professor of law at Loyola Law School with us today from L.A.
You just heard a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to the discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet us at @CarrieNPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all our shows by subscribing to this podcast. You can send us your questions or comments by emailing talk@npr.org.